discover something brand new. I'm in love with the shape of you.
So why do you need an intervention? What's up with this?
I don't need an intervention, Jack. My family just thinks I do.
Okay, so why do you need an intervention?
As you guys know,
Erica.
I'm a very sensible person. Hmm. Very rational, very calm. I do things in a very measured way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. Not
Jack.
Always.
What?
Listen, you're a thinker. There's no question you think about virtually everything you do.
Correct. Methodical.
Mm-hmm. And you are a step or two ahead of everybody else.
True.
But you also occasionally the knee jerk, you know.
Okay. Well.
Sometimes you get ahead of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do they think?
You know, I'm trying to take a fun vacation here or there to just, you know, brighten up my own life. Taking the reins of everything, right?
Yeah.
So I am in the process of booking next summer's little break because you got to get out ahead of it, right?
You have to, especially for airline airfare, which is insane.
Right.
And you went to the Azores, had a wonderful time.
Amazing time.
You booked it way in advance.
And I'm booking this in advance because, I mean, there just aren't that many little you-drive-it-yourself barges available. So
what?
You know I love to drive, and I'm a good driver. So, that's not really very nice, guys.
Well, you rolled your Jeep 14 times. And, 14. And they said you were lucky to walk away alive.
See, I'm a lucky driver. So that's so these little self-drive barges, you...
There's your barge.
Sorry, it was the... was the apple fritter.
my brother was visiting last weekend, and I was explaining this self-drive barge to him, and I showed him the pictures, and he said, you know, honey, I actually think we could call that the self-destruct barge if you take it, because you just, you and piloting vehicles, not really a thing. Well, now I notice that all my family's checking in with me. Oh, and big surprise, they all say, like, what are your plans? You got any vacations coming? He's now set them all up to talk to me about I shouldn't be driving a boat. I can drive a boat.
Well, he's on to something.
What? And here's the thing. You go through the locks, so you can't be going very fast.
You're going to break the lock.
I know. But I'm going to buy the damage control. It's only $350. So that insurance is like, you know.
Where do you plan on sailing this barge? Where?
In Burgundy.
What's Burgundy?
That's a color. It's a
vineyards in France.
In France, you're going to go ruin. There'll be no more Burgundy coming out of Burgundy
Visit Burgundy, Brago. Yeah.
Well, next you go to the Provence region and ruin that for us.
Bonjour. So you go through these little locks. And then you just pull over your boat willy-nilly wherever you want in the village.
Pull over your boat.
Yeah.
That sounds
And the boat floats away because you didn't park it properly.
I sailed growing up. I know how to...
Erica went to sailing camp.
Every summer.
You know, there are no lines in the waterway. And do you understand you understand the nautical...
Jack, you heard her nautical term. She knows she's going to pull over the boat. Yeah. I mean, isn't that a nautical term?
And then you just jump off where you want, and then...
You jump off the
barge. There's a rope.
Not even really.
Yeah. I know how to tie a knot.
Oh, do you really? Can you show me how to tie a proper knot?
A bow.
Yeah,
a bow?
It's not...
I don't think the Windsor really works on...
tying a training. There's like a 20-minute training when I get the barge. And the great thing is, well, you need two people, and I'm going with my sister-in-law, so she...
amazing. I think it's very cool that you and your sister-in-law hang. Former sister-in-law. It's just very cool.
We're like Lucy I said to my brother, we're Lucy and Ethel, and he said, no, you're Thelma and Louise in this case, because you're not making it back, the two of you.
I think it's because the sister-in-law is the only person in her family willing to go on a trip with her when Erica is piloting the boat.
That could be true, too. Her husband's trying to talk her out of it, too.
See, romantically, it sounds lovely.
Right?
Romantically, because you picture it all slow-moving and, you know, a very slow pace.
And the wine. I mean, they've already asked what kind of wine we want from the
vineyard. And then a storm comes.
You don't want to be on board drinking wine, eating cheese.
Buzzkills.
You know, with truffles. And,
yes, this is what I... And you take the little bike, and you pedal into the village, and go to your local. And, I think it's going to be amazing.
Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning. I just wanted to say Exxon Valdez.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So, there you go.
Tom,
one of our beloved Nielsen-rated 13 listeners, sums it up in two words. Exxon Valdez.
Erica, you saw Waterworld, right?
this guy's a comedian.
Tom is. Tom. Well, let me know Tom calls. He's on the air immediately.
Well. What are you up to?
Tom is hired.
Yeah. Tom, go ahead, Tom.
All I want to say is, what if I land?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to understand that right return.
Well, the Titanic the Titanic was romantic until it wasn't.
Good point.
It was very romantic.
Excellent point.
You guys, I am...
Jack?
Yeah, yes, Tom.
Post her job now because every good captain goes down with her ship.
Good morning, Tom. Sponsored by Napa.